When I talk about male dominance as being a threat to human population control, I'm not talking about sex at all. I'm talking about the reproduction of children. I'm saying that men throughout the world, and this is not generally true for the white race, which takes very serious, it takes it very seriously how they, who they reproduce and how they take care of their children. But if you look at the worldwide population growth, you'll see most of it coming from Africa and the Middle East, with women in Africa giving birth to about 7 children each woman. The white population in Europe and United States, it's about 2 children. In Arabia, it's about 6 children. This is where the population is exploding, Mexico, Brazil, right? The African population is very, Egypt is, I think, maybe the worst. They are growing so fast, it's just shocking if you look at the curve, if you look at the graph. I don't know why they're having so many kids, but the Muslim believes, because of the Quran, what I was trying to say is it's not male dominance in the sense of men being mean to women, certainly not, especially not in the first world. I'm talking about the ancient primitive religions that make it a crime to use birth control, and that's what I'm pointing out. It is our major problem, like the previous chatter who tells us that the end is nigh, and he quotes James Lovelock, who's basically a moron, because James Lovelock, who claims to be the world's greatest ecologist, doesn't even talk about birth control as the primary tool that should be used. It's the most ethical. It hurts no one, and it lowers the birth rate faster and more efficiently than any other method ever discussed, including wars, famines, and plagues, all of which are immoral, inhumane, and unethical and should not be considered. War is not a good thing. Pain and suffering due to plagues is not a good thing. Starvation is not a good thing. Of course, sometimes I think I'm talking to a room of people who have no conscience, because they look at me as if I'm insane. What's wrong with human suffering, they say. If the problem is overpopulation, let's just kill people. No, you have to have some sense of morality. You have to have some squeamish dislike of human suffering in order to solve this problem. Once you understand you have to be both ethical and intelligent, you immediately see birth control as the only answer. When I said the primitive religions are our worst enemy, that's what I was saying. The religions have taught for thousands of years that the more children, the better, and this is what has to be struck down. It's the belief system engendered by these ancient primitive religions, which came out of a time in history when human survival was threatened, not by too many people, but by too few. Mic is free.